in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Tuesday. Feast on a large 16-inch one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A large one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 every Tuesday at Stefanina's.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 to 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of Heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
menage a trois.
Oh, boy. I can't count how many of those I've been in. But yeah, well, yeah, I can. None. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. I have a couple of new items that Bob emailed me about this morning that I think you may be very, very interested in. A couple of things that could turn your home into a place you never want to leave. Of course, they have lots of things like that, but we'll talk about a couple of more that we're going to add to the list. We welcome you to the Playhouse. Got a good joke for you. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, and it was funny. First of all, hello, Sierra. I know you're in the car, and I know how freaky it must be to hear your name, Sierra Hancock, come out of the speakers in your car. Well, let me just give you that thrill again. Sierra Hancock. Sierra Hancock. See? Fun, isn't it? She's not here to be introduced, but it was a pleasure having her in the studio. Student at Webster, we wish you the best. And what was I found really funny was Peon was showing her the control board. I walked in. I'd been out in the hall. And Danny was trying to make it look like it was something real complicated and hard to operate. That very few. Dan's on a personal call. Danny, you on a personal call?
No, it's William Cleveland.
Okay, well, would you just put him on hold, please? Because I had just asked you a question and addressed you, and I got no response, and I couldn't figure out why, and now I know.
Okay. What was the question?
No, it's too late now. It's too late now. Eon the Peon runs the control board. Tried to make Sierra think it was something that not just anybody could do. We all know that's not true.
Slaving over a hot
say hi to your
here.
Sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not satisfied with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason.
Yes.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, finally off the phone, in the house, with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He's so frustrating. Hebe Jimenez.
The rat boy?
Yeah, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
The rat boy is mad. He's not speaking to us.
Oh, boy.
He's pouting. He's so upset. He met Sierra. He really liked Sierra. And he's mad because I let her go before he could give her a gift. He had a slice of what?
Cheese.
Slice of cheese he wanted to give her. Well, maybe she'll come back one day.
No, it's good, Sierra, that he didn't take it.
Yeah, it's been in his pocket.
You don't know where it's been.
You don't want any cheese from Rat Boy. And Sierra also said, she said, do all radio stations have a full orchestra? And I said, no, only the cream of the crop, only the best. And our orchestra, of course, Bruce Limprist in the all-boy orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. You ever wonder what somebody like that thinks when they come in here and see it? I mean, sometimes I don't think they're really honest. They don't really say what they're really thinking. Like, you're Frank? Or, this is it? This is the control room?
Well, this is the only radio station she's been in, apparently. So.
Yeah, so it's she probably... Know, yeah. She doesn't know that all
wait
this...
Till wait till she sees another
all this
radio
equipment
station.
Is 40 years old.
Wait till she sees a real station. I hope she doesn't. Sierra, don't go see another station.
Yeah.
Just leave it at this.
But KTRS had turn knobs. Why don't you guys have a...
and yeah. a dial
Why
phone.
Don't you just, in your mind, what you saw here today, that's what radio's all about. Just leave it at that. Why clutter your head up with modern technology?
Yeah. Every time you have to take a call, you have to pull those wires and punch them in.
Yeah. And the rotary call.
Like those old Lily Tomlin routines. We're brought to you by Amini's. Amini's has 8 different fire pits. My son in Osage Beach has a fire pit. I love these things.
My dad just busted out his new one the other night.
Oh, man, they're the best. This weather, when it gets cool, it's like a coffee table with flames in the middle. Sometimes they're pieces of glass. Sometimes they're rock. Sometimes they're made to look like a stack of little logs. They have 8 different fire pits and patio heaters to choose from. Fire pit tables, both gas or wood burning, start at $1,199. And check this out, freestanding patio heaters, the kind of heaters that you'll see if you go to a restaurant where they have outdoor dining and there's a little chill in the air.
The propane tank ones, yeah.
You know that these things start at Amini's at just $199?
Wow.
$199 for a freestanding patio heater so that you can... You know, extend the season, stay outside.
That glowing orange coil.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. They have limited supplies left in stock. They also just got in a huge shipment of shuffleboard tables. And they can guarantee delivery of your shuffleboard in time for the holidays. They got a lot of different styles and lengths to choose from. And they also carry Amini's lifetime warranty. That shuffleboard table... Guaranteed for life. I love shuffleboard. It's such a simple, maintenance-free game. You can't break it. I guess you could, you know, if you got on like an LSD trip and you grabbed an axe from the garage, you came in and started chopping the shuffleboard table up. But you want to get a real shuffleboard made by a professional shuffleboard company. Because I've had both. And I'm going to tell you something. You don't want the other kind. And when they come out and set it up, by the way, there's a whole, it's like a pool table. If it's set up right, there's a leveling issue, and it has to be perfectly leveled. Same with a shuffleboard table. You don't want to push that puck and then watch it go sideways to the left. You want the table level. It's a great place to get your shuffleboard table. Of course, arcade games, pinball machines, jukeboxes, a selection of area rugs like nobody else, machine-made, handmade, Jaffe lighting. Largest selection of theater furniture in the entire Midwest. And we really haven't scratched the surface. The rest is up to you to see. You need to go into Amini's, tell them you're AM the PM, and if all you want to do is look around, they're fine with that. Let the kids go over and play at no charge the pinball machines, the arcade games. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And download this app if you would. It's free. It's a great app. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Kladlund.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
It's a great day, Bill. We're doing great. Great.
It is a great day. How's the drummer doing we met yesterday?
Oh, he hurt his wrist bowling last night. But
he hurt his wrist bowling?
Yeah, it's taped. He's doing okay. He sounds like he's doing okay. He hasn't missed a beat yet today.
I was curious.
What was it again? What was his name?
I'm not going to keep telling you names of people. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trip me up, thinking I don't know his name or remember his name. Well, it's not going to work. Go ahead, Bill.
I've never heard his name. I've been here 13 years now. I've never heard the guy's name before.
Hold on, Bill. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not... Okay, that's not even the regular drummer. The guy with the wrist taped up, that's a fill-in drummer.
Oh.
Regular drummer's off today.
This sounded a little different.
This is Chris Tankmeyer. Chris Tankmeyer's a replacement drummer today. Good job, Chris.
Fill in for Bob Donegan.
Yeah, that's right.
Ed Donegan.
Ed Donegan, yeah.
I thought it was Donegan.
No, it was Edward. Edward Donegan. Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's this guy?
Okay. Well, former President Bill Clinton recently slammed the constant conflict in Washington, D.C. He said there's so much conflict and divisiveness in Washington, it reminds him of marriage.
Oh, boy. Why would he say that? He's got the perfect marriage.
Yeah, he does. Mrs. Pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
A group of idiot Texas fans have been showing up at their quarterback's house to harass him. Isn't that horrible? You know your season's off to a bad start when you can't even take out the garbage without getting sacked.
Oh, man.
And the Cardinals, they did not look good last night. Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
Kind of looked out of it, but they do have an excuse. Turns out they were up all night trying to get the Obama webcare. Holy crap!
Oh, man! You know, Bill, I don't mean to rewrite your stuff, but on the quarterback thing, what if you had said, well, you know things are bad when you're sacking the trash and the neighbors are sacking you. See what I did?
Oh yeah.
See? I guess he's...
What do you think, Bill?
Is he still with us?
Ed Donegan sent me a text and said he liked it.
yeah, he did.
Go right ahead.
Just
dive right in there. Keep it going.
Well, a Disney Cruise Line employee has been investigated after stealing a passenger's iPhone. If he's found guilty, he'll be given a pretty tough punishment. 8 more years of working on the Disney Cruise Line.
Oh, boy.
The Bill Kladlund segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Kladlund on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
You know, Bill's made a couple of trips to Nashville, and it's he picked up. Did you hear what he just said? Own the Big 550?
Yeah.
A little bit of a southern accent there.
Yeah.
It carried over from his Nashville trip. So a peon went and checked, and he found what I found from home earlier today, that this is legit, this Anthony Hopkins email. Now, look, I've talked about Breaking Bad, and the only reason I did is because it was a terrific show, and I would never have known it had a few listeners not stayed on me and said, Frank, you have to watch Breaking Bad. So I did. And as you know, Emmys galore and all kinds of awards. Well, check this out. Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins, a real actor, watched the first 5 episodes in 2 weeks, which I can't even imagine. My wife and I watched 5 episodes in six weeks, and we thought we'd lost our minds. Maybe we were crazy. Here is the email confirmed by Hopkins' agent that he wrote to Bryan Cranston, the one of the stars of Breaking Bad. Dear Mr. Cranston, I wanted to write you this email, so I'm contacting you through Jeremy Barber. I take it we are both represented by UTA, great agency. I've just finished a marathon of watching Breaking Bad from episode 1 of the first season to the last 8 episodes of the 6th season. Oh, shoot, he went 6 seasons, sorry. I downloaded the last season on Amazon, a total of 2 weeks of addictive viewing. I have never watched anything like it. Brilliant. Your performance as Walter White was the best acting I have seen ever.
Wow.
Imagine being Bryan Cranston and getting this email. He says, I know there is so much smoke blowing and sickening bull SH in this business. I've sort of lost belief in anything, really. But this work of yours is spectacular, absolutely stunning. What is extraordinary is the sheer power of everyone in the entire production. What was it, 5 or 6 years in the making? How the producers, yourself being one of them, the writers, directors, cinematographers, every department, casting, etc., managed to keep the discipline and control from beginning to the end, and that overused word, awesome. From what started as a black comedy descended into a labyrinth of blood, destruction, and hell. It was like a great Jacobean, Shakespearean, or Greek tragedy. If you ever get a chance to, would you pass on my admiration to everyone? Anna Gunn, Dean Norris, Aaron Paul, Betsy Brandt, R.J. Mite, Bob Odenkirk, Jonathan Banks, Stephen Michael Quezada. Everyone, everyone gave master classes of performance. The list is endless. Thank you. That kind of work and artistry is rare, and when once in a while it occurs, as in this epic work, it restores confidence. You and all the cast are the best actors I have ever seen.
Wow!
That may sound like a good lung full of smoke blowing, but it's not. It's almost midnight out here in Malibu, and I felt compelled to write this email. Congratulations and my deepest respect. You are truly a great, great actor. Best regards, Tony Hopkins.
Wow.
You know, the only thing that I can compare this to is a couple of years ago, Casey Kasem was driving through St. Louis.
He was?
And he heard this show.
Really?
Right. And he shot me an email. And it was very, very similar. No, wait. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. No, it wasn't. He hated our show. Okay. That's different. He hated our show and wondered how we ever even got in the radio business. It made him, he says, ashamed to be in radio when he heard our show. Okay, that's different. I got some World Series trivia for you here. This will be the 109th World Series. There was no World Series in 1994 because of a strike, so otherwise it'd be 110th. But this is the 109th. This was in a, what magazine was this? It was in the AARP magazine had just a few numbers I thought you might find interesting. Comparing the 1946 World Series to last year's, 2012. In 1946, tickets to the World Series ranged from $1.20. These were the prices of World Series tickets. $1.20. The best ticket in the stadium was $6.25.
Wow.
Now these are tickets, legitimate tickets through Major League Baseball. This is not some scalping inflated price. Last year, 2012, World Series tickets, lowest price ticket, $110 up to $1,040. Again, $1.20 in 46 to 625. Last year, $110 to $1,040. Hot dog and a beer, both of them, 1946. 50 cents. and I'm going to tell you something. I don't think this is right about the price last year for a hot dog and a beer. It says $10.25. I don't think so. I think it's more
for both?
Yeah.
$10.25 would be the
That's
price
a beer.
For what beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
exactly.
we talked with a beer vendor off when we were down there at O'Kelly's on Friday, and he was saying that they raised the price during the
the
division series and now the championship series
and especially the World Series. This says last year you could buy a hot dog and a beer for $15. Now, I'm sorry, $10.25. The program, you know, when you walk in the stadium, get your program. Yeah. World Series 1946, you buy a program, it was 25 cents. Last year it was $15. The winner's, the winning player's bonus, okay, each member of the winning team, and even the losing team, they get a bonus, but the winning team's bonus. If you played for the winning team in 1946 in the World Series, you got a check for $3,742.34. My question is, what's the 34 cents for?
Really?
What is that about? $3,742.34. Now, keep in mind, 1946, that was more than a year's salary for most people. Last year, each player on the winning team got a bonus check of $377,002.64. And again, why 64 cents? The ring, the World Series ring, in 1946 cost the winning team $100 apiece. Last year, they were $10,000 apiece.
Oh.
So there you have it. A couple of little bits of just little World Series trivia. I think most people know that Jack Clark went on some obscure radio station and said that he was told by Pujols' former manager that he juiced, and so Clark shared that story, and then Albert now has decided to sue Jack Clark, and now Jack Clark's attorney says, well, I have a suggestion. Let's have them both take a polygraph test. The whole thing is so ridiculous to me. It's just so ridiculous. But I wanted to read you from the law firm that represents Jack Clark. It's a 5 pages, and I'm only going to read you a little bit because I want to just share with you what lawyers get paid to do. And they've been essentially get paid to have learned a completely different language that we don't understand. And it takes them 5 pages in legalese to say what you could say in a paragraph. First of all, I didn't know that Albert Pujols is not his last name. I didn't know that. His name is Jose Alberto Pujols Alcantara. I didn't know that. But listen to the wording of this letter from Al Watkins, who is representing Clark, to Martin Singer out in L.A., who is Pujols' lawyer. Dear Mr. Singer, as noted in our recently filed entry of appearance, our firm and the undersigned represent Jack Anthony Clark in connection with the above referenced matter. I've received and reviewed a copy of your August 16th, 2013 letter directed to Mr. Clark. I've also received and reviewed a copy of the underlying petition prepared and filed on behalf of Jose Alberto Pujols Alcantara. As an aside, it is always a pleasure reading well-crafted and grammatically correct pleadings filed in virtually any state court, but in particular in state courts in the heartland of America. I really like the fact that your petition mirrored your demand letter. I'm somewhat concerned, however, about the designation in the style of your petition of the plaintiff as Mr. Alcantara, while in the text of your petition you never reference Mr. Alcantara. In anticipation of your eye-rolling expression of disgust at my raising the issue, I'd like to confirm that I've indeed noted the designation in the style of your petition that Mr. Alcantara is better known as Albert Pujols. Unlike formerly known as, the better known as designation is not a legally recognized term of art in the circuit courts in the gateway to the West, while not fatally defective if the text in the petition clarifies as a matter of record that Mr. Alcantara will prospectively be designated and referred to as Albert Pujols, it is a matter of import in the world of pleadings construction. What?
Oh, my God.
What did that just say?
Holy.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff?
Unbelievable.
Said all about, things.
Does anybody have any idea what that meant?
No.
I think what it meant was, hey, you didn't call him by his real legal full name.
Yeah, you basically were calling.
Couldn't
him
you have said that in two sentences?
His name is Mr. Alcantara.
And he kind of stroked the guy a little bit by saying, hey, you wrote a nice letter.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read one more paragraph just because I think we all will agree. You got to be pretty smart to learn how to talk like this. Without intending to further digress, but being regretfully compelled to do so, my name